Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, April 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a ton of text messages during the break. Clayton up in the Pickford area. What will this do for hunting camps? Nothing. Unless you rent them out, short-term rentals. This only applies to short-term rentals. But let's talk about hunting camps. Many people own vacant parcels with a building on it, an old house. Most of them are 500, 600, 700, 800 square footers. A place to live while you're hunting deer. That's why they call it a deer camp. Not a year-round house. Some of them don't even have furnaces. They use a wood stove to heat when they're there. Some of them don't even have running water. The plan is not only to use it as a deer camp, but eventually maybe retire someday, build a nice house there, tear down the old hunting camp, and retire there. Right now, you're paying non-homestead property taxes, double the amount of taxes you should be paying. Double. This tax structure system we have is hurting our state, hurting our economy. Todd in Holland, listening to the show. Randy, the state is already getting 6% tax on the rent charge for the stays. How are they getting that? It's not a sales tax, which is 6%, because you're not selling anything. Is it a use tax? I don't know. I don't own an Airbnb. I don't know how they do it. Rod, running for county commissioner in Lake County. How is this supposed to help the local communities? Because the excise tax they're claiming will go to Lansing, and then Lansing will kick it back to the local communities. Dave in Sheboygan, it'll be 10% before we know it. Michael Kamishak, running for county commissioner in Otsego. We are putting too much money on the table now. They want even more. Of course they do. Brett Gooding, running for county commissioner in Emmett County. I got a question, Randy. Don't tourists spend money in the local communities? I'm going to give you a perfect example. Vicky and I took a short break. We went down and stayed near really good friends of ours, Gary and Carla Bart. Carla is running for county commissioner in Antrim County. Forest Home, Helena, and Kearney Townships. Her and Gary, winter in Florida, in Fort Myers. Other good longtime Patriot brother and sister, Brian Panabaker, his wife, Noreen. They own a condo in Fort Myers. We rented an Airbnb. Vicky and I did. We left Mr. Snoop with our daughter, Tina, down in Royal Oak. Man, he was so excited to see us when we came back. We ate out every meal, lunch and dinner, the whole time we were down in Fort Myers. We went to the Ford, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison estate, and spent money there, taking a tour of their winter homes. We went shopping and bought things at local stores. Absolutely, we spent money in Fort Myers. And that's what these tourists do. It's actually a boom to the local communities. But that's not enough. Local government should have decisions on short-term rental properties. This is going to be kicked back to the local governments, kind of like with grants with strings attached. Absolutely, Brett Gooding. See, they want to take this away from local county commissioners. They want to take this away from local townships, cities, and villages. Lansing wants their hands on this. They want to tax it. They want to regulate it. They want to control it. Any Republican that votes for this needs to be removed from office. It's that simple. This needs to be a Democrat party line vote. 56 Democrats in the House, 20 Democrats in the Senate, signed by the governor. This needs to be a government, Democrat government tax. Todd says the answer is sales tax. How can they charge a sales tax on rent? You're not selling anything. Sales tax is supposed to be on items that you get to keep when you purchase them. When you buy something, take ownership of it, drive away from the store with it, you pay a sales tax. How in the heck are they charging a sales tax? I got another text message from a local farmer, John Palmer in Onaway. Randy, three farms make up our business. Only one can be homesteaded. Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. We are being taxed out of the yazoo. You mean wazoo. Christian Marcus, former Antrim County Commissioner. My daughter lives in a rental apartment, but it's owned by a large company that owns most of the rental markets in Marquette. They also own a number of homes. What company's name is Marquette Rentals? Question, are these 10 bills tie-barred together? That would be typical. Always going too far with everything. Absolutely agree. Okay, this is... do I want to mention his name? No, I'm not going to mention this person's name. This is what ticks me off. And other people as well. I'm one of them because I'm currently building four rental properties for retirement purposes. I don't need the government involved. So basically, they're going to cause the cost to increase per night. We buy 70 acres. Now they want to tell us what we can put on it and how much we can get. This is what ticks me off about Michigan. Yes, sir. Absolutely agree. Bob in Hillsdale. Randy, this makes no sense. How does an excise tax to Lansing supposedly help offset the local government costs of short-term rentals? Unless they're going to include, and I haven't read the bills yet, this just came out in MERS News Service yesterday afternoon. I haven't looked at the bills yet. Are they going to provide local revenue sharing? Is this 6% excise tax going to go back to the local communities? I don't know. Craig says, good way to slow down tourism coming into our state, which, as you know, accounts for much of the money coming into the state. Higher taxes will be passed on to the renter. Absolutely. It's a business. Businesses don't pay taxes, you idiots in Lansing. What part of this do you guys not understand? businesses don't pay taxes. When you tax a business, the business must pass on that obligation, that debt, that liability, that cost to the end consumer. I don't care what it is. When you go to a Walmart or a Meijer or any local store, Ace Hardware, Tractor Supply, name it, every product on the shelf that came there by truck is got a tax built into the price. Your property taxes, your sales taxes, your use taxes, excise taxes. Just bought a new set of tires for my car. Don't get me started about taxes. I looked at the bill and I said, you got to be kidding me. Disposal fees, excise tax, use tax, sales tax. I'm like, this is insanity. And these idiots in Lansing want to tax us more. And then like you guys say, a lot of these questions are excellent. What does it do for the local communities? I got to assume that there's going to be local revenue sharing in here. Guys, I haven't taken the time to read all 10 bills. Brett Gooding, use of non-homestead property will be limited. Green projects like solar farms. Instead of pure Michigan, it should be called pure communism. That's what they're basically doing to the state. It's that simple. Says Randy, now they're going to, this comes from Dave in Sheboygan. Next will be our storage units. That's not a short-term rental. You're signing a long year minimum lease on those. They're not short-term rentals. So this package of bills would not apply. But I'm sure they'll try to do something on that too. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Folks, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just doing the research. I just saw these bills come up yesterday. I have not read them yet. I will do so and talk more about it probably next week. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day fundraiser dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Still getting more text messages coming in. Tell Rooster all his AG land is qualified AG and should be exempt from the 18 mils of the levy, but only one house gets the homestead treatment. The only businesses that don't have taxes priced in is farming. I don't see how, when you're selling beef, you have all your expenses to factor in to your product. You take your taxes, your electric bills, you take your diesel fuel, you take your license plates, you take the maintenance on your farm equipment, the cost of your new equipment, you factor it in. Now, long-term investment, I can understand you can extract out of your operational pricing. If you're considering buying a $100,000 tractor, combine, whatever the price is, you're considering that an investment into your business. I understand that. But you still have to figure out depreciation, cost replacement, maintenance. All the expenses of running your business has to be factored into the price of your product. Every store, every business, you have to factor in the taxes. If you don't, well, you're underselling your product. You're not making as much profit as you should be, and you're taking out of your profitability those costs. That's just business 101. Yeah, I understand. He says not all farmers sell directly to the consumer. Packing houses, buy your products? Absolutely. Let's see. Let me get back to this. Jim in Sheboygan. Yep, communism at work in America, the government wanting... No, see, true communism is we wouldn't own any businesses. Cliff Tellini wouldn't own his farms. John Palmer wouldn't own his farms. The government would, and they would pay him a fixed salary like they pay everybody else to run the farm for the government. That's communism. Okay, Tom, Randy, we already have to claim rental income on our Schedule E. Of course, I don't. You guys do. If it makes money, we pay also the state income tax. So why would we need to collect sales tax as well? Not collect, pay. You have to include the sales tax, all your taxes, into the rental that you're going to charge the short-term tenant. This is absolutely amazing. And the fact that I'm getting this many text messages just tells me that you guys are against it. I'm reading these text messages as I'm trying to do the show. That's why the pause, the dead air. My phone is blowing up right now. And the thing of it is, nowhere in this story do I see a response from the House Minority Leader Matt Hall or the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, Republicans, supposedly Republicans. Where is Matt Hall's statement to the press about these packages of bills? Matt Hall cannot be the Speaker of the House. If the Republicans take back the majority on November 5th, Matt Hall cannot be the Speaker. Pure and simple. And if they take the majority back, and I'm elected to be a state representative for the 104th, I'm not voting for him to be the Speaker. Don't put me on any committee assignments. I will go to the media, in Lansing and make you famous. If I'm elected, I want to be on transportation and appropriations. I want to be part of the budget. Those are the only two committees I'm really laser focused on. Transportation and appropriations. That's it. Oh, they don't want me anywhere near the budget. I can guarantee you that. And transportation? A former truck driver with 440,000 miles in about 4 years traversing the United States. Who's more qualified in Lansing than me to be on transportation? This is ticking me off so bad. And I've got two other stories of bills that they're working on now that the Democrats are back in control. That honestly, folks, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get to them today. They might have to wait until next week. We got a packed show tomorrow. Man, we've got a stacked lineup for Friday's show. But this is just pure insanity. Thank you to the 1.4 million people who did not vote in 2022. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr.